With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One of Iran's religious leaders has demanded the death penalty for detained protesters during Friday prayers earlier today.
As Iran returns to uneasy calm after a wave of protests that drew a harsh, bloody crackdown, a senior hardline cleric in Tehran is calling for the death penalty for detained demonstrators and directly threatened U.S. President Donald Trump. The harsh repression that has left several thousand people dead appears to have succeeded in stifling the demonstrations. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency says the death toll has reached at least 2,797 people, adding that that number will likely increase. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Flu cases in this country are down, but another surge may be on the way.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the latest data showing a big drop in flu hospitalizations and a smaller but significant decrease in medical office visits due to flu-like illness. The number of states reporting high flu activity also fell from 44 to 36. But that doesn't mean the season is over, especially for the flu. CDC officials say that second surges in flu activity often happen after the winter holidays. So far this season, there have been at least 18 million flu illnesses and 230,000 hospitalizations. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she's confident of her country's eventual transition to democracy after the U.S. military ousted former President Nicolas Maduro. The Justice Department investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they've made. The investigation focused on potential violation of a conspiracy statute. Walz and Frey both issued statements calling it an attempt to intimidate them. This is SRN News. Open Doors U.S. has released its World Watch List. More on the story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It's an annual ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian. North Korea is number one, followed this year by Somalia, Yemen, Sudan, and Eritrea. Rounding out the top ten are Syria, Nigeria, Pakistan, Libya, and Iran. Open Doors also reports that nearly 400 million Christians around the world suffer high levels of persecution for their faith. That's one in seven believers worldwide, one in five in Africa, and two in five in Asia. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion advocates have dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration after officials agreed to restore millions in federal funding for family planning services. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the Department of Health and Human Services last year for withholding $27.5 million during an investigation of state practices. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Tens of thousands of Cubans are demonstrating in the streets of Havana.
The crowd gathered near the U.S. Embassy to protest the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela. Demonstrators demanded the release of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was arrested by the U.S. earlier this month. The protest follows President Trump's recent demands for Cuba to negotiate with him amid tightened sanctions and economic struggles.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Three members of the Zizians, a cult-like group linked to six deaths across the country, have been granted permission to work together for their upcoming trial. Jack Lasota, Michelle Zaksko, and Daniel Blank face charges of trespassing, weapons, and drug offenses. Authorities describe Lasota as the group's leader. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.